As a Coldplay rep, I was just wondering what your thought was on the anthem policy.
I mean, it's something that, I mean, they made a clear cut for us. I mean, it doesn't take away what we do in the community and how we're still, everybody's united together in the NFL, how we give back and try to improve every community around the nation. And so it's not going to change what we do off the field. So, I mean, guys got a clear cut, a stance. So what we got to do, if you're out on the field, you got to stand. If you don't want to stand, then go stand in the locker room. So they kind of made the choice. They kind of gave guys a choice of what to do, and they got a choice of what they want to do on game day.
How difficult is it, or could it be, that some guys will be in the room and some guys would not? I mean, because I know you guys like to do things as a team.
I mean, I don't think it'll be an issue at all. I mean, it's guys' choice. If he's just not standing up, he's staying in the locker room for the anthem, and then as soon as the anthem's over, he'll be right back on the field. So it's not a big deal at all for us at all. I think as long as they're ready to go on the field, ready to play, it shouldn't affect us.
Are you worried about fans kind of keeping the scorecard of who's not out there and how that would be perceived?
I mean, we know y'all going to keep the scorecard. So, I mean, hey, as long as – I mean, y'all going to make the scorecard. Y'all going to say who's going to be out there or not. So, I mean, guys, I mean, you're still probably going to get judged in that situation, but that's their choice. I mean, it's probably going to be – no telling how many guys are going to be in the locker room. I see it as probably – it'll probably be a lot. So, I mean – they're just going to – y'all going to take the score. So. But, I mean, guys got that – they made that choice for us. I mean, it's no – it's clear-cut stance that the NFL made, and guys, you can either stay on the field or stay in the locker room.
Do you wish you guys had been consulted as players?
Yeah, I think so. I think we could have – I think it kind of died down anyway. So to come up with the rule or whatever this fast, I didn't think – I think it was pretty much over with too. So, but – they just wanted to make sure it was over with the NFL and I guess get us focusing straight on football. But, I mean, if y'all don't take the score on people staying in the locker room, then we could just focus straight football. So,
will you be in the locker room?
I'll probably be on the field. I mean, I like keeping my same routine I've done 8 years, seven, this is my eighth year. So I want to keep my same routine of going out there and make plays.
I don't know that we've talked to you since the NFL Cup winner came out. You were outspoken about that. What do you have to do?
I think, man, it's about winning, man. It's team winning. I think if you win, then you get up there. I mean, I've had years where I was rated number one PFF and gave up no touchdowns and still didn't make it. So, I mean, it's a lot of popularity, and your team has to win. So I think it's like a team award.
You guys in the locker room have very different opinions, different backgrounds. What is it about NFL locker rooms where you guys are able to – work through the differences, overcome them, not let them divide you?
I was very unique. We know that it's very few sports where you got 53 guys got to come together. Right now, we got almost 100 players where we got to all work together, all be on the same page, and everybody's from different backgrounds, different ethnics, and it's just different. So we just got to learn to work together, and some guys might see it as I'm staying in the locker room, I'm not ever coming out. So, I mean, you got to respect their opinions, and they'll respect yours, and it's about winning, man. And I think as long as everybody has their mind of just winning the Super Bowl this year, that should be our main focus.
I know you're a big NBA fan. Why is this an issue here in the NFL that they don't have to deal with in the NBA?
It's funny because I always wonder that too. I think I think we do more on social justice than in the NBA. I think, they got their head guys. They got the best players that speak out and talk, LeBron, Chris Paul, Carmelo, D. Wade. But I think we do more on the outreach of giving back and community stuff other than probably LeBron. I think LeBron kind of carries.
What are your early impressions of Deshaun Hamilton been so far?
What number is that?
Penn State.
I haven't gone against him, so I don't know. I go against DT and Emmanuel. That's all I go against.
What did you think of Lee when he said he wasn't sure the no-fly still existed with E and TJ?
Who, Lee?
Yeah.
I mean, Lee's going to talk a mess, but, I mean, I know he's happy where he's at, man. I know he's in a good spot, but, I mean, I started a no-fly, so it's going to always be here.
Chris, do you feel like does it feel different this year? Yesterday, Derek said it kind of feels a little different with all these weapons on offense. In case there's a leader on offense now, the defense, do you feel like the offense is going to be different this year?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think Case, man, he is great command of the offense already. He wants it. It's good when you got a quarterback that's hungry, just like I mean, just like any other player out there on the field, he wants it. He wants to be the best. He wants to prove to, I mean, Minnesota, y'all shouldn't have never let me go. So he's hungry out there. I like that chip that he has on his shoulder, and it's good to have a quarterback that really wants it and really wants to be the best.
You've been around. I like Bradley Chubb up front, and that adding to that pass rush help what you want to do in the secondary?
Oh, that's huge. Being able to add more weapons, we've added more defenses to put him on the field and to help him bring that rush. And it's about Vaughn, too, man. He needs to take some pressure off his back. I mean, he's getting double teamed almost every game, and the whole offense is trying to stop him. So now he has another guy along with Shane and Shaq to be able to get that rush.
What have you noticed about how Case Keenum operates?
Oh, man, he's – I mean, I remember today, just now, I mean, the offense is kind of jogging. But he was like, man, huddle up. He takes command out there. He gets them – get some right, let him know I got the player here, and he's a leader out there on the field so far. So, I mean, right now he's looking good. I'm ready to see how he keeps progressing, and we're going to keep making it hard for him.
What do you look for from young guys at this stage, having been around now? Is it the information retention, the ability to take it from a meeting to the game? What do you look for young guys, specifically on the defensive side, to say, like, you know what, we may have something here with this guy?
I'm looking to see if they can compete. I think if they can learn everything and not have mental errors, I think that's a bonus. But I think right now you want to see if guys are going to come out and play 100%, if they're going to challenge the receivers or challenge their position they're going against every time. And if they do that every time, they got a chance to make it in this league.
Going into your eighth season, right? Yeah. How do you feel physically, health-wise at this point in your career?
I feel great. I feel good. I spend tons of money on my body to stay healthy all year long, and to be able to play 1,000 snaps every year. I think I've done that since I've been in the league. So I feel good. I like the role that I have this year. They changed up how I'm playing a little bit. So I think we'll be on a good page this year. And I like T. Brock bringing him in, another vet coming in, and B. Lane's playing well too. Just new techniques that we've added. Let me be a little bit more aggressive. Be able to jump some routes more, blitzing more. Last year I was supposed to blitz a lot more, but I ended up blitzing like 5 times. So I think Joe blitzed me more this year.
Do you think that'll be more trying to keep you outside? Is that something that you
want
to do more?
I want to, but I don't think nobody can play my position. And and I don't think anybody can go in the slot and play straight man and ask to do what I'm asked to do, even in the league, to what Joe Woods wants me to play in the slot and how I have to play man and be able to take him all over the field. Nobody can do that. So it's looking like I'll be inside for sure.
The team, even though it might not be better for you in terms of, like, all-pro.
Yeah. I mean, all-pro, I mean, they got the defensive back. They still got 3 DBs. So I've gotten first-team all-pro of getting that in the slot, all-pro, so I can do it again.